Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
We are getting nigh on to 6 o'clock. Time to motivate right into this. We've got with us Karen Miller. She's the Executive Vice President of Manpower here in Central Iowa, and she's been a Manpower employee for, gosh, most of her life, all 39 years of it or so.
That's right.
Yeah, it is. I know how to give a compliment. And she's here, as she is at least once a month, talking about some job-related projects that are going on here in the metro and beyond. Welcome back to the NewsHour. Good to see you again.
Thanks, Michael. Glad to be here.
It's always such a pleasure to have you because you've always got some neat insight into the job market. What's going on here in the metro? I mean, we just had great employment numbers last week.
Yeah.
182,000 jobs created.
Crazy.
I mean, blew everybody. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 272,000 jobs. That's right. 272,000 jobs last month. That the estimate was 182,000, and it blew it out of the water.
It's unbelievable out there. And again, I think we've talked before several times about how competitive it is. There's lots of job opportunities out there, and we're struggling really to find the job seekers. So if you're a candidate looking for an opportunity, or somebody who's maybe frustrated with their current job, there's lots and lots of opportunities out there. So if you're an employer, though, you've got to make sure that you keep your employees happy. And we'll be talking about that towards the latter half of our discussion here. But what I really wanted to do, because tomorrow is Veterans Day, is really take a minute here to talk about our veterans. And first of all, I want to thank the men and women who have served in providing us with the freedom that we all have to be able to have these kinds of conversations and talk openly. And so I wanted to talk about the hiring of our veterans and our military and reservists that are out there available and looking for opportunities. Really, is we're seeing some of the drawdowns with the numbers with our military.
People coming home.
People coming home across the nation. We are seeing more veterans being available that are job seekers, really people who want to find an opportunity. Oftentimes, they struggle with trying to find an opportunity that translates.
Transitions, yeah.
Yeah, you know, their military life to the civilian life. What does that mean? You know, there's lots of transitions going on now, being, you know, involved at home all the time and different structure set up, also different pay and compensation and understanding what is taken care of and what isn't taken care of. But at the end of the day, though, I think recruiters who are looking at individuals who have a military background often struggle with interpreting the resumes that they see.
Isn't that too bad? I mean, because if you are a platoon leader and you've been in wherever, you know, in Afghanistan, you've got some built-in traits that ought to be able to transition into the private sector.
Absolutely. And really, what I think is a hiring manager, what you need to do is kind of peel back the layer of the onion to understand and dig a little bit deeper and think about what does that mean, for example, to be the platoon leader. So this person has leadership skills. Right. They know how to organize people. They know how to create structure. They know how to deliver direction. So peeling back the layer of onion to understand how those skills might translate rather than just seeing platoon leader and understanding what the heck that is.
But that takes a certain amount of sophistication on the part of the hiring people.
You know what it really does, and it takes a little more time too. Yeah. And as we're in such a rush to try to find the right candidates right away to fill the opportunities that we have, sometimes time is our enemy, and we can't sit back and we can't really.
But we should because so many companies are so risk averse, and we've talked about this before too. If you're risk averse, sometimes you don't look beyond what you see just in black and white. But I would think that's counterintuitive because if you are wanting to avoid risk, you really want to dig into this deeper.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And put away your biases and just take a look at the candidate for who they are. And again, it does involve a little bit of translation. There are actually the state has all sorts of government agencies available to help with translation of resumes, which they're working with the veterans to try to help them.
Yeah, Home Base Iowa's going on. You know, that's
Home Base Iowa program. Has been, you know, thanks to General Orr and his vision, actually the latest number I received is 1,500 veterans hired on as of October October 2015 through the Home-Based Iowa program.
Wow.
There's over 900 businesses that have that are participants within the program itself, setting a goal of hiring 10,000 veterans. Now, many of which may be within our state, but we're also searching other states to try to attract people, because hopefully there's a trailing spouse that'll come along and help fill some of these other openings that we have. But really, I think a couple of the important things that employers need to take a look at when they're considering individuals with a military background. And right now, we have the most tech-savvy military we've ever had. So if you need somebody with some technical expertise and in computer skills, really take a look and consider a vet. What you're going to get is somebody who understands commitment and structure, hard work, and our military does a heck of a job of teaching core values to our the men and women who serve. So really, you're going to have somebody who has a strong belief system and wants to be working with a good company that has great leaders.
They can take direction.
They can take direction. And they know how to work as a team, right? They know how to work as a team. They know how to show up.
Probably early.
Right, and they can't quit. So really, this is a great candidate pool. Just a few bullets I wanted to spend a couple of minutes talking about these folks. And really, if you're an employer out there, make sure that you're checking out Home-Based Iowa. They added new functionality to the site now where you can search resumes by keywords. So really, take a look at that, and you might find some real hidden gems there.
Karen Miller, ladies and gentlemen, with Manpower, a conversation about hiring veterans here in the great state of Iowa. Let's pivot just a little bit, Karen, and talk about retaining employees, how important that is, and how important that is to the bottom line.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. The retention of employees is so critical, again, as we're taking a look at the competitive landscape here. I mean, really, we're finding that employees or candidates, job seekers that are out there, are getting anywhere between 2 and 4 offers, and immediately, and sometimes offers the same day as they're coming in and applying for positions. And we're not talking about your entry-level positions here. We're talking about mid- to senior-level positions, too, where there's an awful lot of competition. So if you're an employer, you need to really set your business apart and really make sure that the candidates that are looking at you and considering you really think that you're a place where they want to work. So actually, I have a few. Of course, I always have tips.
Couple
you
tips.
Know I always do.
Business tips for retaining employees.
The characteristics actually of a great workplace, which really ties into to employee retention. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, it might sound touchy-feely, but it's true. It's trust. The concepts like trust are really, really result in tangible results for an organization, because employees, if they trust the executives, those that are setting the vision and direction, they're going to want to be a part of
that. Yeah, sure.
They want to trust their leaders within the organization, and they want to have trust with amongst their coworkers as well, too, knowing
Big
that somebody's got their back. Got engagement as well, too. We're seeing companies that are not engaged with their employees are really struggling at keeping their employees. And we get that all the time when we're interviewing candidates. Why are you leaving?
Because nobody appreciates what I do.
Absolutely. Nobody cares. My job doesn't matter. Nobody talks to me.
Yikes.
The boss stomps around, doesn't say hello. I mean, these kinds of things that just really, when you don't feel valued and engaged in the work that you're doing, then you're going to be looking elsewhere. Transparency. You know, we're not.
That's a trust thing, too.
It is a trust thing. And it's a trust that senior management or leadership can share with their employees and know that their employees are committed to the organization. So the transparency piece goes both ways.
If people know what's going on, then they don't have to make stuff up.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you never want them to make that up. Communication. Always. Yeah. Communication. And make sure that it's constant.
It's got to be more than just one-way communication. It's got to be more than broadcasting. It's also got to be listening.
Well, it is. It's seeking feedback as well, too. You know, people want to be thinking. They want to be a part of something bigger. They want to contribute. You see that with any generational studies with Gen Y and this new Gen Z, too. They want to know that their opinions are valued. So ask and solicit the feedback. And then lastly, intention. So really, a great culture begins with a vision of a passionate advocate. So your leader, it's leading from the top.
If you care,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you care about your employees and you trust and you show appreciation and you communicate on both ends of the spectrum, but not only talking but listening, you got a happy workforce, you would think, anyway.
Absolutely. And these two, I mean, as we're talking about our military, this is what the military, your military candidates will be looking for, too, in your organization. So, you know, they operate based on trust. Somebody else has to back them up. So they've got to know that they've got a strong organization there.
Karen Miller, ladies and gentlemen, how about that? We did fill the 12 minutes. Yay!
We did.
Never a problem. ever a problem. She is Manpower of Central Iowa. You can find out more by going to Manpower. All right, we've got to scoot on out of here. For our guests earlier, that was Mike Teachout, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about the ACA and some Labor Department things. Also, Kathy Anderson from Iowa Association of Business and Industry. For Karen Miller from Manpower, my name's Michael Libby. Behind the controls tonight is none other than Tyler Hackenmiller. Jimmy Olsen, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour. For all of the crew, thanks so much for being here. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.